in the middle of it. That's the name of the message today. In the middle of it.
Amen.
Amen. How many feel like you're in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever it is you're dealing with or going through, you're right dab in the middle of it. Amen. Like the song says, we're going to do what? We're going to praise him anyway. Amen. We're going to praise him anyway. Amen. Somebody asked me, Pastor, how come you don't pray before you preach? Because I done already prayed. I'm just ready to get it going. Amen. If I can get Therese out of here. Amen. Because he is too much. Don't worry. I ain't going to do the pastor hard. I ain't going to tell on you. I just ought to know. Amen. Open up your Bibles to the book of Daniel. We're going to look at some folks that was in the middle of the third chapter. Book of Daniel, the third chapter. Go to the 16th verse. We're going to start at verse 10. So we can see how they got in the middle of it. Let me give you somebody, you know what? Your name means everything. Your name has specific meaning.
Amen.
When our parents named us, they didn't know that. Oh, Lord. You know that's my daughter, right? She just got to. When I want her to say hallelujah, let's see if she say hallelujah. But our names mean something. And people are always trying to rename us.
Yeah.
Trying to change us. Look at this. We're looking at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which weren't their original names. Shadrach's original name was Hananiah, which meant the Lord is gracious. But they changed it to Shadrach, which means Aku, a Simeon moon god. Meshach's original name was Mishael, who is what God is. His name was changed to Meshach, who is what Aku is. Amen. Then we look at Abednego. His name was Azariah. The Lord has helped. His name was changed to Abednego, which means he's a servant of some other god. Daniel's name, amen, means my judge is God. But they changed his name to Belteshazzar, which means Baal protects Babylonian gods. They tried to change their names in order to change their personage or to change their character. Our situation tries to change our name.
Amen.
The trials and the struggles that we deal with in life try to change our name. They try to change our name of faith and our change of hope and our name of graciousness and mercy. They try to change us. Well, as we look at these guys, read that for me, sweetheart. Amen. Start with verse 10. I'm going to need some of y'all help this morning.
Thou, O king, has made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Hold on a second. Somebody is hating on them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody hating on them.
Yeah.
How many times in your life was somebody hating on you?
Yeah.
Some of y'all got it going on right now.
Right.
Folks hating on you.
Yeah.
Amen. For no reason. They don't know you. They just know you just not serving their God.
Right.
What I mean by not serving their God, you don't act like them.
Right.
Your talk is different. Your body language is different. So they done prejudge you. They prejudging these guys. Amen.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?
Amen.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated.
Amen.
And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound into their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. How many of you read the story? How many of you have? You don't raise your hand. We're gonna start at the bottom. Look, they were bound. They had on their long coats. They had on their headdresses. They made sure they were gonna burn. Amen. Folks want to see you burn. But guess what? If you're going to be in the middle of it, you got to praise him anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're going to have to praise him anyway. Here we see that the king, in his uncanny non-wisdom self, decided that because these boys decided that they weren't going to serve or praise his God, He was going to show them. He was going to show them just how powerful he was. And he thought, when he made mention of it, that they would back down and say, well, okay, King, but they said it don't matter. See, when you praise God in the middle of it, you have the ability to say to your situation or your problem, it don't matter how tough it gets, I'm going to praise him anyway. And I'm not going to serve this God. I'm going to keep serving the true and the living God. Amen. Glory to God. So, Shadrach, stand up, Fred, Shadrach. Amen. I got a Shadrach. I need a what? A Meshach. Come on, Meshach.
Amen.
And I need an Abednego.
There you go.
Stand up. Come on, Ty, stand up. I'm messing with everybody this morning. Y'all want to get out of here early, don't y'all? Y'all better stand up quick then. I need a king, Pastor Keys. Now just think about it. You in the middle of it. Whatever you got going on at work, the king done decided that you're going to do it his way. Regardless of what knowledge or understanding you may have to do it the way you're being instructed to do. He has decided that he's going to put something in front of you to make you change. He decided he's going to throw you into a fiery furnace. Then you mess around and say the wrong thing. You say, look here, King, it don't matter. I'm not going to serve your God. I'm going to serve the same God I've been serving since I was a kid. The true and living God. So now the king then got mad. He says, I'll tell you what, heat it 7 times hot. And make sure they got all their clothes on. I want them, and make sure you put them in the middle of the fire, because the middle of the fire is the hottest part of the fire. Oh my goodness. They got to be in the middle in order to show forth the power of the living God.
Come on now.
It don't matter, King. We're going to serve God, because we're going to praise him in the middle of it. They don't like you, we're going to praise him in the middle of it. You got struggles going on, you're going to praise him in the middle of it. You may not be feeling well today, but you're going to praise him in the middle of it. It don't matter what you got going on in your mind, you're going to praise him in the middle of it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego done decided that whatever the king got going on, it ain't what they want going on in their life. They have decided that sitting in the middle of that fire, they're going to praise God anyway. Y'all may be seated. Why did I have them stand so that you can see the reality of what's taking place here? So here they are in this fire. This fire is 7 times hotter. The fire was so hot that when the guys threw him in, they burn up. The fire reached out and touched them. So here they are sitting down here in the middle of their struggle, in the center of their trial, in the middle of their situation, and they're talking to one another. Wonder what we're going to have when we get out of here. That's how your confidence got to be in God. I can hear Shadrach saying, you know what? King can leave in here all day. When we get out, we still ain't going to serve his God. We still ain't going to bow to that commandment that he put forth. You have to make up in your mind that nothing's going to change or warp you or make you change your thought or your idea concerning the character of God in your life. Why? Because you are an example of the power and the love of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was an example of the power of their God. And sometimes you got to sit in the middle of the fire in order to show folks just how powerful your God is. Amen. They persecute you on your job, praise him anyway. The story goes on to say that when the king found out, looked down in there, they realized that it wasn't just 3 men down in there. Because when you praise him anyway, the word of God said God will inhabit
the praise.
I got another tidbit for you. This one's free. It was three of them in there. We know God does things in threes. When you have a corporate body of believers in one spot, praising and worshiping God, it creates an atmosphere. Was it fire on them? Yes. Was it touching their clothing? Yes. Did it burn them? No. It says that eventually, when they brought them out of the fiery furnace, neither did their clothes smell like smoke. Now you know that's a miracle. How many of you barbecue? When you get through barbecue, you smell just like whatever you was cooking. Smoke. They came out of that furnace not smelling like smoke. Nothing was singed on that person. Why? Because of their faith in God. I don't care what you're going through in your home, on your job, wherever you may be, regardless of what you're going through, if you keep your faith and your confidence in God, you will come to the understanding that nothing's too hard for God. I have found myself in the middle of fiery furnace a few times.
Amen.
A couple times I got tossed in there. But 90% of the time I walked in there. Because it looked like it was warm and going to be nice up in there. But when I got up in there, I realized, this ain't where I need to be. So I started to praise him in the middle of it. And you can hear God say, don't worry, son, I know you did it. But I'm going to do it too. I'm going to get you out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Just don't revisit it.
Amen.
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 Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ain't here no more. But their testimony is a living testimony of the power of God.
Yeah.
God wants our lives to align along with that.
Yeah.
So that our lives will be a testimony of the power of God. Amen. Now, you know, it was for them that they brought into their captivity. Now you have to understand something. They're in captivity too. They're Jews being held under a captive. But yet they're still praising their God. That, what does that tell you? That tells you that no matter what it is you're dealing with, you don't have to, you can still praise God. You don't have to be captive to it. What I mean by that, you don't have to allow it to determine your praise and your worship in God. You don't have to let it determine or change you from living for God. You can do what God has called you to do in spite of it, in the middle of it. I've been in the middle, and I found out if I hold on and keep looking up, I can see where my help coming from.
Amen.
Well, it was another man that came with them. His name was Daniel. Well, they were actually Daniel's friends. It's kind of ironic that the Hebrew boys got tossed in the fire furnace before Daniel got thrown in the lions. Amen. Well, read that, sweetheart. Yes, ma'am.
Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in Daniel chapter 6, verse 12.
Yes, you are, ma'am.
Hast thou not signed a decree? Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is out of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statue which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealeth it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his place, his palace, and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Keep going.
That's good. Thank you. Let's look at the characteristics of both these two stories. Now we know that the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the midst of a fire, which was something that could burn you. When you're in the lion's den, these are things that are around you. They represent people. So here's Daniel. Now, the difference to this story is the first king was angry, was a hater, mm-hmm. was self-righteous. The second king loves Daniel.
Yeah. Right. Amen. Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Appreciates his ministry. Mm-hmm. He's not going to let it go, but he still appreciates his ministry. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. So Daniel's in this lion's den. My goodness. And the king went back to the palace and he's crying out for Daniel. Lord, deliver Daniel.
Yes.
The God that Daniel served, deliver him. Daniel's sitting in the lion's den, chit-chat with God. No, y'all thought I was going to say he was talking to the lions, didn't you? Now, that's a strong possibility because we're none of us there.
Amen.
All we know that when the king decided to go see him, he was still alive.
Amen.
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 Now, you know, if you know anything about Roman Catholic rule or that type of ancientry, you'll know that when they feed, when they throw you into the lions, them lions haven't eaten for weeks on weeks.
Right. Yeah.
So you are a tender morsel. There's only one thing that can keep you safe. Is the power of God. Because they don't care what you smell like. How small you may be, you are still a tender morsel. I guarantee you, wherever you are, there's a bunch of lions around you. Want to eat you up and devour you because you're blessed. Because you don't get upset over medial things.
Amen.
We all got lions in our lives. But you know what the good thing is? They like that scripture that like a roaring lion. Yeah. As like a roaring lion.
Yeah.
Because they can't touch us.
Yeah.
Because our God is great.
Yes, he is.
Our God is worthy.
Yes, he is.
So if you look at this, remember there in the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king said, the guy said, look here, there's somebody else in there. But well, they didn't say that in the lion's den.
All right.
No.
Did they?
No.
There's a reason for that. Remember, they came with Daniel. Daniel had more knowledge and understanding of the things of God.
Yes.
Did that make him better than them? No, that made him wiser than them.
Amen.
So Daniel's in this den with these lions, not a lion, but a multitude of lions. And he's sitting there and he's chilling. How often can you sit and miss your lions and chill? Them lions that want what you got. Them lions that ain't happy with you. Them lions that are haters. That would deliver you up if they had a chance. But you got to sit there anyway. You got to go anyway.
Amen.
Amen. When I first came here and got into the dark doing ministry, I was amongst a bunch of lions.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Anything you did for the kingdom of God, you had to have a reason for doing it. You trying to get close to the pastor. No, I'm just doing what you got to do.
Amen.
You didn't want to get close to Pastor Hart because he took advantage of you if you did. Please, that's the last thing you want to do. He'd have you working from sun up to sundown, especially if he knew you liked him. Amen. I said all that to say this. We think it's something unordinary that we get tossed in these fiery furnaces and we find ourselves in these lion dens. First Peter. And like you read in the book, this is the moral to this story.
Chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified.
I'm going to read this to you in an Aramaic Bible from Amplified, which was broken down from the original writings. Verse 12, beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange or unusual and alien to you or your position. Amen. But insofar as ye are sharing Christ's sufferings, rejoice, so that when his glory, full of radiance and splendor, in the middle of it, is revealed, you may also rejoice with triumph exultantly. Why? Because you're in the middle of it.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
If you are censored and suffer abuse because you bear the name of Christ, blessed are you, happy. Amen. Fortunate to be envied with light joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of your outward condition, because the spirit of the glory, the spirit of God, is resting upon you or in you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief.
Amen. Amen.
That means don't let it change your character.
That's right. That's right.
Don't let it change who you are. If you praise him in the middle of it, you'll find out that you can stay who you are. True to life.
Amen.
I see so many born again believers change with attitude changes from good to bad because of their circumstance, because of the situation they're in, because they've come to a place where they depend on their pastors or an evangelist or somebody else to pray for them instead of praying for themselves. Them boys had to trust God for themselves. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to trust God for themselves. Daniel had to trust God for themselves. And the story made sure of that because it separated them.
Yeah.
They didn't have Daniel to lean on. Daniel didn't have them to lean on. You have to learn to lean on God.
Amen.
Keeping your faith intact. My goodness. I'm going to gonna praise him.
That's right.
In the middle of it. I've had to learn to praise him in the middle of it because I found out there was no help on the left side. There was no help on the right side. I didn't have nowhere to run to. And when I looked behind me, all I was reminded about was how I got to where I was.
Yeah. Come on now.
So I decided that I'm going to praise him right here in the middle of it. Because I found out, just like in Genesis, in the tree of life is where? In the middle of the garden. I'm going to find myself, Samantha, in the middle of the garden because that's where the life is. Where's the life? In the midst of your praise. You have to praise God regardless of what you're going through. You have to praise him regardless of how you feel. You have to praise him regardless of what folks have to say about you. You have to learn to praise him. And you'll find that in the midst of whatever it is that you're dealing with, God's going to be there to assist you. Well, I'm going to pray and God just going to come get me out of it. He ain't never got me out of nothing.
Tell it.
Nothing.
Tell it.
But he did give me the understanding and the knowledge how to get myself out.
Come on now.
How'd he do it? Yeah. By transforming my mind.
Amen.
Being ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And whatever it is you're going through, don't think it's some kind of strange thing. Don't think you ain't supposed to be going through it because you're better than the circumstance.
Amen.
Amen.
God is trying to grow up a church in the midst of a church. He's trying to bring forth a body of believers that's not going to be moved by their circumstance, not going to be moved by how the way their emotions drive them, not going to be moved by what people think or say about them, not going to be moved by what's going on in their child, because they're going to figure it out that all the time I don't have to open up my mouth to praise you. I can praise you from the inner part of my heart. I remember saints used to have accidents and brag about it because they'd be riding down the street and lift up their hands to praise God and rear in somebody. You can praise him in your spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
But you better learn to praise him.
Yes, sir.
It might be going good for you now. I ain't trying to prophesy nothing on you. But you better be preparing yourself for whatever comes your way.
Amen.
If you start praising him now,
yes,
when the trouble arises, you'll already have praise already mounted up for you.
Yeah.
Don't wait till it comes. Then start praising him. Praise him now.
Yeah.
I'm not in the fiery furnace yet, Therese, but I'm going to go ahead and praise him. They haven't thrown me in the lion's den, but I think I might just go ahead and praise him.
Amen.
I'm not completely broke, but I kind of think I'm going to praise him. Because if I know me, I will be broke.
Amen.
Money burned a hole in my pocket.
Amen.
You laughing at this year. Amen. Don't put me up in a grocery store. I can go in there to get a jar of pickles and come out with everything I get my hands on. I get out to the car and be fussing as I'm putting it in the car. I should take all this stuff back. Because I'm looking at her. Tina ain't going to eat this. She ain't going to eat that. She not going to want none of this. That's all right. I'm going to eat it. Everybody stand. Look here. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're experiencing. I don't care how you feel. Don't even let your imagination play into this. The Bible says cast down all imagination. Imagination is translated into Greek reasoning. See, we reason within ourselves and we get ourselves deeper in a situation than we actually started off in. I know. Amen. But I know this one thing also, that God is a deliverer.
Yes,
you know how I always get delivered? Because I get delivered from me. Once I get delivered from me, I find out that I can run this race.
Yes.
Amen. So I come to the place, I ain't happy about going through all the time. I'm not happy that I don't have all the time. I'm not happy about the struggle all the time, but I'm happy that I can go to God in prayer.
Amen.
And I can praise Him in the middle of it, Sister Di. And realize that He's going to make everything all right. The way He make it all right, Sister Phyllis, is by giving me strength in my spirit, by encouraging me in my soul, by letting me know that this too shall pass.
That's right.
It can't last always.
That's right. But have I not delivered thee in past times? Yea, I'm not changed. I'm still the same God now. Yea, even in the midst of your trouble, yea, have I not yet been there? And am I still not there? Yea, lift me up and praise me and glorify my name. For nothing is too hard for me. Yea, when you trust in me, lean not to your own understanding. Shall I not deliver thee and set thee free so that you can praise me, so that I can receive your praises? Said God, yea, I'm holy, so be ye holy. Yea, I'm strong, so be ye strong, said God. For yea, have I not given you the power to overcome, the power to pull down a stronghold? And yea, when you do these things yourself, in my name, it shall come to pass, said God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it will do exactly that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My goodness, the word of God says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The only problem with that is the word stand still don't mean just sit there.
Come on now.
The Hebrew translation for stand still means to be working or praying. Mean you got to get your prayers in now so that when you need them, God will already be moving for you. God is creating an atmosphere in our lives. We have to move into it. It's up to us. I'm going to praise Him in the middle of it. Arnie's dad, who is a pastor, a minister, he coined this. I love this phrase. You, somebody, I'm holding on and I'm looking up.
Amen.
Why am I looking up? Because I know where my help comes from.
Come on now.
But I realized something. In my looking up, I don't have to look far. Because greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world. And I can do all things through this Christ that's in me.
Hallelujah.
All things.
Hallelujah.
That means that God has enabled me to do what I need to do for the kingdom of God in spite of my circumstances, in spite of my surroundings, in spite of my attitude. I can look up and realize that God's got my back. This message, I had this real exotic message, and God said, that's ridiculous. You got to make this simple.
Amen.
You got to keep this simple.
Amen.
And that's how we keep it simple, that we don't think it's strange, that we don't get all bent out of shape because we're going through stuff.
Yeah.
We don't look for somebody to blame because we have to deal with things. How many understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
We don't have to do it.
That's right.
I determined years ago, my mother died of cancer. My father died of cancer. One of my sisters died of cancer. My other sister was diagnosed with cancer. I decided I was not going to die from cancer.
Amen.
The buck was going to stop here.
Yeah.
Amen.
What am I saying? I might have been in the fiery furnace, but I praised my way out of it.
Yeah.
I might have been in the lion's den, but I praised my way out of it. How did I do it? By not having stinking thinking. I allowed my process to be transformed in my mind, which changed my heart.
Come on, y'all. Say that.
And I come to the conclusion, well, if I got to die from this, I'm going to die praising Him.
That's right.
And the Lord said, well, you ain't got to.
Hallelujah. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, Pastor Arnie smiling because she know what it's all about.
Glory.
She could have gave up.
Amen.
She had a huge tumor. And folks were running around whispering about her having she pregnant.
Yeah.
Anybody knew Arnie knew she wasn't pregnant. She wasn't married, so she wasn't going to be pregnant. That's her. But they was whispering just the same.
Yeah.
But it stopped being a whisper because now she hearing about it. She could have quit.
Yeah.
And went somewhere else where she didn't have to be bothered. But I watched her praise him in the middle of it. I watched her praise him in the middle of the storm. Watched her praise him in the middle of the ridicule. Watched her praise him in the middle of accusations. And when time came, God said, now it's time for me to do what I do. You done praised me. Now I'm going to inhabit what you praise. And God delivered her.
When you put up with the ridicule and you put up with the shame and you put up with the accusations, know that I am there in the midst with you. And as you suffer with the accusations and as you suffer with the shame, I am there to uplift you and undergird you and keep you. I am there to keep you in a sound mind and a sound state. For my word is able to transform what they say. My word is able to transform you and transform your mindset, so what the scoffers say will not affect you. And as you go through, I went through, they accused me. They accused me of being a whoremonger and a wine bibber, but I kept myself pure because of my Father. And yet I took the shame and I opened not my mouth. And as that Shadrach and the others and Daniel, they did not open their mouth, but they gave me praise. And as I brought them forth, I brought forth a manifestation of that of my power, and it transformed the king. And he was the one who cried all night about Daniel's God, but I revealed myself unto him, and I will reveal myself unto your problems. I will reveal myself unto your situations.
Yeah.
I will reveal myself unto your enemies, because I am the Lord your God, and I set forth a standard in your life as you walk with me, as you talk, and as you communicate with me, and as you keep my standard. I shall keep you in the midst of all your situations, for I'm a powerful God, I'm a mighty God, and my arm is not short concerning my power promises. I will be with thee in the midst, and I will not forsake thee, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. In closing, don't you think for one minute that Daniel didn't know what the boys went through?
Yeah.
He knew what they went through. People know what you're going through.
Amen.
I saw Pastor Hardy go through hell for quite a few years, and he never missed a step. He never missed an opportunity to give God praise. I watched his son hit him one day for no reason, just lost. But he never lifted his hand. He praised him. He went right on downstairs and preached the gospel.
Amen.
You know what it did? It taught me. And he never got up and complained about what he was going through. It taught me. Because unfortunately, I experienced the same thing he did for 3 years. And God would always tell me, keep your mouth shut. Don't you say a word. I said, Lord, what do people think? Don't you say a word. Look at it. Don't you say a word. Praise me anyway. And I will quench the fire. And I will shut the mouth of the lion. And I will, saith the Lord, deliver you You think you in a lion's den, you in a fire? Know this, that your God is able to deliver you. If you think you might be in a fiery furnace, or you might be in a lion's den, I want you to come stand across this room and take somebody by the hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. The children of God are going through some stuff. And you know what the bad thing about it is? You can't tell nobody. You can't share it with nobody. Because I guarantee you this, they will not understand what you're trying to say about what you're going through.
My Lord.
That's why Jesus never opened up his mouth. Because he knew nobody was going to understand what he was going through. Nobody understands what you're dealing with or what you're going through. Even if you tried to tell them, later on they call somebody else, you know, such and such, da-da-da-da. They don't know. But you know what? And he already promised us that no weapon formed against you. The word weapon is translated instrument. No instrument that anybody can use or create can take you out of here. And then he went on to say, and guess what else? If I be for you,
that's right. That's
who
right.
can be it? Because if God be for us, can't nothing stand against the power of God. But we have to make a decision to stay in him. We can't let the circumstance, situation of life pull us out from
him. Amen.
And that's what they're designed to do. To pluck us away from him. Amen. And you know what he uses? Most folks say they use the devil. No. He uses our own insight and our feelings and imagination to pluck us away from God. Because can't nobody make you do nothing except you already decided to do it.
Right.
And once you decide to do it, you can't place blame on nobody else but you. Amen. The boys accepted responsibility for their actions. Most folks say they paid for it. No, they showed the power of God. Daniel accepted responsibility for his actions. What did he do? He showed forth the power of God. You accept the responsibility for your actions and you'll be able to show forth the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
I say again, think it not strange at the condition and circumstance that you have found yourself in. For I, the Lord God, am looking to get the glory from your life. In the midst of it all, I shall strengthen you and fortify you with my word in your life, so that you can show forth the praises of him who hath delivered you. Therefore, lift up your hearts. Encourage yourself in me, saith God, and you shall see the glory of God manifest itself in and around your life. And you will realize all these things that have come against you are not to destroy you, but to perfect you and to mature you into a realm where you shall hear my voice, you shall know my voice, and you shall obey my voice, saith God. So therefore, rejoice. And rejoice and rejoice and know that I am the Lord thy God. And I already told you, my children, I'll never leave thee or forsake thee, but I'll be with you even unto the end of this world, saith God. So therefore, rejoice and praise me, saith God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Glory, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we find ourselves in a fiery furnace or in a pit with lions. Father, the fire speak of things spiritual. The lion speak of things natural. But Father, nevertheless, we offer ourselves unto you as a living sacrifice. Father, your word said we are killed all day long as sheep for the slaughter. But in the midst of it all, you would still bless us, encourage us, and strengthen us. Father, I pray today that as we touch and agree, that you move by your spirit. Lamb of God, that you bring forth healing, deliverance. Father, that you would make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Let the blessings of God manifest himself to overflowing. Touch every heart, every mind, every body, every spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, renew their strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them mount up with wings as an eagle, Father, that instead of soaring away from that storm, that they might soar right in the center of it, Lord God, that in the middle of it, they'll offer up you the praise that you deserve. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we touch and agree right now, have your way in their lives, Lord God. Move by your spirit on the authority of your word. I decree and I prophesy light. I prophesy joy. I prophesy peace. I prophesy these things in their lives, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. It shall take place. Father, let your faith manifest itself to overflowing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Right now,
Jesus.
Lord. Right
hallelujah.
Right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right now, Lord.
Somebody don't see themselves in that fiery furnace no more. You don't see yourself in that den of lions no more. How about Shaka? No more. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. No more. No more. No more. No more. Hallelujah. I see faith. I see confidence. I see strength. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch Linda.